them. But throughout this pandemic and this show, we have found heroes everywhere, whether it's a grandfather teaching his grandchildren about their family history, or a husband and daughter finding creative ways to care for their mother working on the front lines. I spoke with Nina Livingstone last spring. Nina is both blind and deaf. She uses a cochlear implant to hear. Then, and now, she says her main struggle has been isolation. She misses her friends, she misses the community, and misses what she calls her volunteers, people who help her complete daily tasks. But Nina's had a big year. She's continued writing and reporting, including a memoir on her life. She also got married this summer in a socially distanced ceremony. Nina says even though she hopes a pandemic like this will never happen again, she says we've all learned that helping each other and talking about our experiences is the best way to get through it.
What did I gain in the past year? I want to say a lot of insight and a lot more patience and the ability to listen to others more than ever, and to know more about what's going on in the world and in our communities.
Nina has also been playing the piano while in quarantine. She uses a synthesizer to mix the sounds into a computer. Here's a little bit of it. Here's the thing about that conversation, the ongoing conversation with Nina. And what I'm going to say is true of so many guests on this show, more than I can count, pretty much everyone we just heard from right now. Talking with Nina inspires me. And before you start groaning, I do not mean that in a cliche way of, oh, look at that special woman living with those terrible burdens, or the more selfish reflection of, wow, her problems are way worse than mine. No, I mean inspiring in its original sense, not the Hallmark card version, but the root sense of the word, inspire. It breathes life into you, gives you energy, makes you laugh. Great art and great people inspire you in a way that both makes you feel good and makes you feel like doing good. It's energizing. Nina's creativity is wonderful, and it makes me want to get up, get busy, write a song myself, and connect with people, maybe do a radio show and a podcast, and keep creating and keep connecting with people through creativity and love. In recent months, I've now been in the funny position of having been interviewed about doing this interview show, because thanks to you, this show is kind of a phenomenon. One thing I've mentioned every single time is that this show is like therapy for me. In fact, it's an incredible luxury to be able to take time at the end of the day and talk about the most disturbing stuff that's happening with the smartest, most compassionate people who also happen to be our neighbors. Well, that kind of says it all, right? Actually, there's one very important thing left to say, and that is thank you. This show is all of us. It's been a year.